This episode of the Red Bull Rant is brought to you by the fine people that support us through patreon.com/Red Bull Rant. Head on over there to support us and get exclusive content when we fucking feel like it. We want to send a special thanks to Chris Adamick, the Maeve D'Artinez, Pierre Eddie Delecto, and Jeremiah Dempster. As always, thanks, guys.
The Red Bull Rant is a free-flowing podcast with three soccer-loving idiots who don't know when to shut their dumb potty mouths. So listener discretion, yeah, it's pretty much advised.
Welcome, my friends, to the Should Have Friends. This is the Red Bull Rant Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Iapico.
I'm Truman, and this is episode 452. They got better.
They really did. I mean, I know this is only week two, but it feels like this is night and day compared to last year.
Yeah. Yeah. The signs are there.
I thought we were going to be in a rebuilding period for a few years. Apparently, we're going to speedrun that, or at least somewhat speedrun it. So Red Bulls came away with their first victory of the year, 2-1 at Houston. Apparently Houston doesn't like yellow shirts in town because they lost midweek to Columbus in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. So who knew? Oh, by the way, that was our first win ever in the yellow tie-dye shirt. So
yes, it is. The streak has endeth.
At least we didn't go all of 2 years without winning that jersey, because that would have been rough.
Yeah.
Why they're still pushing that jersey, I have no fucking clue. Make the hip hop jersey. This is the alternate. I know this year
that should be the alternate shirt. That thing is incredible.
All right, so before we get into our thoughts, we got a voicemail to play. This one's a little bit shorter, I guess, because people are a little bit happier this time around. So. With that said, here's our old pal Eddie.
Hi guys, how are you? This is me reporting from Houston. All I have to say is, can you hear Houston drum? I don't think you can. Those fuckers can't sing, and it's beautiful. I am very, very intoxicated. I'm also very, very tired, and my voice is just short of non-existent. It was a pain to watch that first fucking half. Oh my god. But that second half, I don't know what happened. Maybe it was God himself that said, no, you're not going to suffer tonight. They're going to turn Houston red. Or I guess in this case, piss. But like, it was fantastic. I mean, a lot of lollygagging to a degree, but like, shots made it in. If that's not performance, then I don't know what is. It's a lot better than week one, and honestly, two goals compared to none? Fuck it. Fuck it, that's something. I'll take it. Have a good day. That's all I can say. I'm very happy. I'm going to go to Waffle House now, and when I'm hungover, eat more Waffle House. Goodbye, everyone.
Too much Waffle House is not exactly good for your health, so hopefully he didn't hurt himself.
There's just a right amount of Waffle House, so.
Yeah, and that's like breakfast. That's it.
Or lunchtime or at dinner time. You can pick one of the three.
Well, okay, let me phrase it. One meal a day.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Yeah, my dad used to, so my family used to go down to Florida every year for a vacation, and my dad's thing was like to at least stop one time on the trip at Waffle House. So I'm very familiar with how Waffle House is.
When I used to roadie for my friend's band, we stopped at Waffle House nearly every night.
I mean, it's a relatively cheap meal and it's always open, right? So
yep, that's exactly right. What's open at like midnight on 95 Waffle House?
If you're lucky, maybe Cracker Barrel, but
yeah, that place ain't open at midnight.
Oh, true. All right. Tweets. Do you have those ready to go?
Yep. Just got a few. Jeremiah said, better test than Nashville was. Forced us to flex and adapt, and we managed it well. Who had Manuel getting the first goal of the season on their bingo card? Probably not a lot of people, but he's a forward, so you were kind of hoping it was going to happen.
Yeah.
My friend Mike Sable did tweet at us saying, Bull, Morgan, Cal, Tolkien, which I informed him he's tweeting the wrong podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Steven Santos said, nice road win and a goal for Morgan. This makes 4 points on 2 road games. I will take it. God damn amen. And then at MetroFan96 said, ugh, I couldn't watch the game. I was at a bar with friends. I would normally have asked the bartender to turn on MSG so we could watch that game, but MLS went and fucked that up for the next 8 years. They sure did. So, right, if you were at a bar and you want to do a watch party, they have to somehow to figure out how to set up Apple TV.
Across everything.
With the MLS Pass account, so...
There's probably some like DirecTV version that like bars can buy, but either way,
yeah,
you're gonna have to find a bar that's willing to watch soccer to even go out of its way to get anything on that TV. So,
yeah.
All right, now it's time for likes and dislikes. So, Truman is showing me the painted X. We're gonna save that until after.
I don't want us to forget.
I got it up on my screen.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about likes and dislikes first. Truman, what did you dislike the most about that match?
I mean, I can't get too mad over the first goal. Nealis was turned around on that. That was the only thing that kind of bugged me about it. Was going to kind of make a leaping play at the ball. And once that didn't work out, the player was wide open. You know, I feel like just let the ball come down. Make sure the forward is outside of you. And play it that way. Aside from that, I mean, there's not much to complain about in this game.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it was one mental gaffe, and that was it.
Yeah.
Dislike, just because I don't want to be the same as... I'll just throw out again the fact that I can't listen to the Red Bulls radio feed when they're not playing at home. Because there's honestly, except for that one goal, there's not that much to really complain about.
No.
So I'll just nitpick and say that's my pet peeve. So likes. I'm going to go first. Lewis Morgan, welcome back, buddy. I know it's one goal, but hitting that, but nailing the top corner the way you did.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I mean, they gave the ball right to him. He was just, I mean, he was in the perfect spot to intercept that pass, in the perfect spot. But, yeah, what a strike that was. What an absolute rocket.
Yeah. Is that your like, too?
What's that? No, my like was the first goal.
Okay.
My like was definitely the first goal. I cannot like it. It was a pure teamwork goal. Multiple touches. I felt like everyone touched it. Van Zier's pass was fantastic. The finish was fantastic. No, that was honestly my favorite part about it.
I honestly thought Van Zier overhit that for a second. The way that thing came screaming at Manuel, I'm like, there's no way Manuel's getting to this one.
Yeah.
And then, no, I was wrong. Any afterthoughts? I mean, there's not really much to talk about, right? Like, they gave up the goal and score too, but aside from that, oh, actually, you know what? Let's talk about the little fight that broke out and how Nealis got away with not getting a yellow card for throwing a guy down.
Yeah. It almost looked like the one angle looked like the ref did it, honestly.
Well, whatever it is. I've seen on the MLS subreddit people complain about the referees. And listen, me bashing refs is like one of like the top 4 dead horse topics on the show, right? So like, let's just make that clear. And I don't know if it's just the Red Bulls, but for some reason, and I can't explain it, the refs we have gotten the first 2 weeks are not terrible.
Nope.
Like the VAR call could go kind of either way week one, but the guy went to the monitor was, I think it was like one of the quickest VAR looks we've ever gotten. Like, he went to the monitor, he was there for like maybe 20 seconds is like, yeah, I'm good. I know I've screwed up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who these referees are that were having problems, but we seem to be getting lucky, at least in having decent refs.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, we're 2 weeks into the season and we haven't bitched that much yet. So far, so good. I mean, it could probably only go downhill from now, from here, but hey.
Yeah. The shit that's going on between the union, the refs union and pro is just ridiculous. I don't even know all of it. I think there's like some threat about like if you don't get back to work, like you may miss out on some of these assignments kind of thing, like big assignments. Mm-hmm. There was a video I think put out there about when the refs listen, I'm going to give, based on what I know about the video, because I haven't actually watched it, I'm going to give the refs a lot of credit, because apparently these are not full-time jobs that they're getting. It's not like Major League Baseball, or I think Major League Baseball is a full-time position for the umpires. A lot of these referees, or almost all of them, have other jobs that are their primary source of income, and they're basically living out of their suitcase for half the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hats off to them for the fact that they're willing to do that.
So we can watch our Major League Soccer.
Yeah. I mean, just be willing at all for any person to be willing to live out of a suitcase for half a week at a time.
Yeah.
Constantly, right? To do it once is whatever, but to like for roughly 34 weeks out of a year to be that guy, it's, that takes a toll on you, not only travel and all, and sleep and all that shit, but just family and all that stuff, because none of that stuff's easy to maintain when you're away that much, so. All right.
Well, just thinking, a few days we might go back to shitting on him. So.
Oh, I'm sure. Ear. I'm sure at some point the other shoe will drop in terms of referees. So I'm not
absolutely.
Really.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying we've been lucky so far. So next, we have the first Red Bull Fan Pain Index of 2024. So those who are new to the team, you've missed out on what this is 28 years now of pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Last year we did this and we got about halfway through the year and then it's hard for me to keep up on. We decided to simplify it. We just went to Twitter. You have four options. That's it. No more 1 through 10s.
This is easy.
Yeah. So your options were happy, meh, angry, and sick. And 87% overwhelming happy. 10% meh, and some, I don't know if it's opposing fans coming in just to fuck with a poll or not, but
I think it's Blue Meanie Mike and Rich Ransom. I think that's who did that.
That's what I was going for without naming names, but you're willing to do it. So
come on.
1.1% each for angry and sick. So I'm assuming that's just somebody sabotaging to make sure none of those ended up at zero.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a pretty good indication of where we are as a team after the first one of the year, or fan base after the first one of the year. Prediction standings. I wish I had called a win, so I at least got something. But Truman got the score exactly right.
Yeah.
So he gets 3 points and now has the lead 4-1 in the standings.
Another great start from the champ.
All right.
Like a championship hoodie right here.
Yeah, I see that. Is that because of the qualifying today, or just because of the fact that it's the championship?
First of all, this is the most comfortable hoodie I think I own.
By the way, he's wearing a Red Bulls racing hoodie. Otherwise, nobody gets the context.
Yeah, it's so comfy. And I one day off of the week, I'm like, you know what? I'm fucking rocking this thing. There's qualifying today. I'm not going to be able to wear it to work tomorrow. So here I am.
I think you need to talk
play the F1 game on PlayStation as well. So I was in pretty deep today.
Just all about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Red Bulls will open up 2024 at home for the first time this Saturday when they host FC Dallas at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Dallas's first two games of the year, they are 1-0-1 with a zero goal difference, which is kind of funny that you win and lose by exactly the same goal difference. Number 6 in the West, for whatever that part's worth. Truman, what do you think is going to happen on Saturday?
I guess it's be a little bit of a crappy night. I think it's calling for a little bit of rain. There are some injuries Sean Nealis, questionable. Peter Stroud, questionable. Dante Van Zier, questionable. I'm hoping there's nothing too bad going on with those guys. But listen, home opener, fans are going to be pumped. You know, a win and a draw to start on the road, coming home, you got to win this game, right? You have to win the game. And as Shorzy would say, you got to set the tone. It's all about setting the tone, boys. So this is a game to set the tone and take down this team 2-0. That's the way you do it at home. That's how you show that you are a playoff contender. And that will be an early sign of actually being an MLS Cup contender. Not a winner, but at least a contender. Forsberg's legit. And so far, the offense looks legit. I know it's just they only scored 2 goals in 1 game. But as we said, the first game, there was a lot of positives. And there should be no reason to to not feel positive going into this one. That is the only acceptable result in this game is a home win to start the season.
Yep, that part's absolutely correct. You forgot to mention the changes that are coming to Red Bull Arena this year, including the lights.
Yeah, funky lightings, LEDs, all kinds of stuff.
So that new LED board thing, that just means that the one that's been around the stadium at the bottom of the top tier, they replaced it, right? That's that
ribbon,
because the way they phrased it, I almost thought, like, wait a minute, they're gonna put one on the roof? Like, that seemed like it didn't make sense. So okay, I had to make sure I got that right. But yeah, they're gonna put basically mood lighting in for pregame and goal celebrations and stuff. So I actually, if it depends on how the rain is and they score with the pyro and the red lights or whatever, I bet that would look fucking menacing to the opposing team.
Yeah, it would. The goal flashing light thing seems to be becoming a thing not only in like soccer but in baseball too. I think the Red Sox do it after scoring runs, like the lights flash and stuff. Or maybe it's just after home run, I don't know.
The NFL does it too.
Now. Yeah. Yeah, it's the cool thing to do. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah. So I am with you. This is a win. You have to win. It doesn't matter what year it is. The home opener's got to be that game you must win every year. And coming, like you said, coming into the game with 4 points off of 2 against 2 strong road opponents, right? As much as Houston has struggled to start the year, by the way, thanks Ben Olsen for that win. As much as Houston struggled to start the year, Houston and Nashville are both still in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, right? So they both made it through one round. So to play those strong teams in their buildings and come away with points is very positive to start the year. It's really beginning of the year, but nobody knows what Dallas is. I think they were like middle of the pack last year. That doesn't look like they're beating anybody out of the water. They beat San Jose 2-1, then lost to Montreal 2-1. So I think I'm going to cop you in the 2-0 victory because I can't see them scoring 3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they score 3 until Forsberg actually gets it into the net. Instead of the crossbar again. Yeah. So if once he gets that free kick into the net, I think that's when we hit 3 goals. I'll take 2-0 because this defense is so far proven they haven't lost a step, even though that they lost a big piece in the middle of the defensive line and basically just said, fuck it, we're going to go out and get another defensive depth player that just can step in, which great. So I think a 2-0 victory would be perfect to start up the season at home. And just who are we playing after Dallas? Are we playing Miami?
Columbus Crew.
Okay. Then we would definitely need that momentum to keep going against Columbus. So I'm in for the 2-0 victory at home against Dallas. All right, with that, it is time for the Red Bull F1 update.
And box now, box for hard. Stay out.
Fuck! Why? What happened?
Tire.
I actually got to hear that today because I'm watching Drive to Survive, and the episode was mostly about Ferrari. So they were talking about like the past couple years' failures, and I got to hear that clip again. I was so excited.
I need to get some more clips though, just so we could cycle through some stuff.
Yeah, you need some Yuki clips. That's the Yuki Tsunoda clips. That man is just constantly trashing everything. It's hilarious.
Yep.
But listen, I'm wearing the hoodie for a reason, right? Red Bull, of course they dominated the weekend. Of course Max destroyed everybody. He won by, what was it, 22 seconds, something insane?
Somewhere in that area.
He could have won by like 40 seconds because Checo pitted. So he was technically up for, he was technically ahead by 40 seconds until he actually pitted for tires.
I think both times he pitted, he was up by at least 35 seconds.
Yeah. So, I mean, he got around the first turn and it was over. That was it. Around the first turn, kept the lead. That was it. It was, the race was completely over at that point.
I love how they put, so again, for those that don't listen to the show, we talk about F1 now.
They know.
Well, no, anybody that's come on this year, that's what I'm getting at. The drag reduction system allows the cars to go faster. They're like, you know what, to help neuter Max a little bit, we're going to allow that to start being used after lap number one. Max is like, okay, I'll just make sure to get that lead past the second before the first lap is over.
Yeah, not a problem.
Max is like, you want to do this? Okay, I'll just go a little faster this time. Like, I was holding back for you guys, not anymore.
But this week we're in Saudi Arabia, and guess who qualified first? Of course, it was Max Verstappen, so... I think we know how this race is going to be. Sergio finished. I'm trying to look at the thing. Max first, Charles Leclerc second. Checo is, where did he finish? I think third. He's in third. But I mean, you expect, you know, should be the same results, right? This is just the one Red Bull team you know is going to win.
Yeah. So I haven't finished watching qualifying, but. The story for me was Oliver Brent. Was it Brent? I can't say his name for some reason. You know, I was just listening to it. It's spelled Berryman, but I know it's not correct. I just can't get the pronunciation at the moment. 18-year-old kid had to take over because, what was it, Carlos Sainz got appendicitis all of a sudden.
Yeah. And holy crap.
Dude, he was, what, I think like 40 milliseconds away from making Q3. That's impressive for an 18-year-old kid. And apparently he had qualified pole position for F2 before he got the call that said you had to step into the F1 car. So
yeah, oops. I think he'll take that any day over being in pole position in F2.
Yeah. All right. With that, it is time for the dumping ground.
I'm the trash man.
Okay. So did you know that the United States women's national team is in a major tournament right now?
I guess, well, we know because we kind of follow a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
And Twitter, and everything like that, so.
But this is apparently the first year of the CONCACAF W Gold Cup, which, really, you can just spell out women. I mean, anyway, but all of a sudden, there's now this Gold Cup that's being played, and the United States women are, of course, in the final because CONCACAF is not great on the women's side. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be playing Brazil on Sunday in the finals at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So if you are a fan of the women's national team, you would probably know about this already. But if you're just a fan of the national teams in general, then check it out.
Yeah, should be a good game.
Well, actually, you know what? I just realized we haven't done updates for Gotham or Red Bulls 2. Oh, Gotham's first match is actually next week. So, quick. Honestly, I thought Gotham was going to start in April. That's why I didn't do these yet. So, Gotham FC update. They start, it's the NWSL Challenge Cup, so which is like their FA kind of cup kind of thing. They start that on Friday, March 15th, or that game is Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m., and they will host the San Diego Wave. So, hey, two nights of soccer at Red Bull Arena.
Yeah.
And then they were in this thing called, or a preseason tournament called the Women's Cup. I'm not sure. For the preseason, they had two games. One was against Deportivo Cali, who they beat 1-0, and then they beat Racing Louisville 3-1.
And they won the cup.
I'm assuming it's only two games, but I'm assuming so. Speaking of doubleheaders, though, what was the thing I sent you today? The New Jersey Devils are doing a special promotion for with the Red Bulls. I think it was like a lottery for fans to win tickets to the game, the Devils game, which is Saturday at 12:30, and then also for the Red Bulls that night.
That's a fucking sweet doubleheader right there.
Yeah.
Even if you're not a Devils fan, like, that's a sweet doubleheader.
I'm honestly surprised. Maybe it's just because stuff hasn't lined up before, but I'm kind of surprised the two teams haven't done more to help each other out.
Probably schedule-wise, maybe it just didn't make a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, right, because, what, the regular season for hockey ends in April, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And it starts back up in, like, October, so you only have, like, really two and a half months of overlap that you can work with.
Right. And schedule wise, you rarely get a game that, and you have a ton of time in between both, which is awesome. Ton of time. You figure the Devils game ends between 3 and 3:30. You got 4 hours until kickoff.
Or maybe you get a little bit lucky and you get overtime in the Devils game and you get a little bit extra for your money's worth.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of cool, though, that they're doing that.
I would totally do that. If I was actually going to the home opener, I would 100% do both.
Now they just need to get those. I think it would really help both teams if they had a doubleheader, Gotham FC and Red Bulls on the same day.
Oh, you can't mess with the grass like that, man. You just can't do it. God forbid. You mess with that precious, precious field.
Well, I mean, they could do it for one time.
One of those teams would be salty about the condition of the field after the first game was played. So best to not. You do a weekend of it. A weekend is good, but definitely not the same day. The only way you do that is if like one team played, like if the Red Bulls or Sky Blue played an early game and then the second game is like NYPD versus like NYFD in a charity game where the field doesn't really matter that much.
Or they do like the first game at 1. And the second game at like 7.
That's maybe doable.
So you get like 4 hours for the grass, and you can water whatever you need to do to get it kind of ready for the second game. Honestly, you know, I'm kind of surprised. There probably is, but I'm kind of surprised I haven't heard about it. NYPD versus NYFD, like soccer game. Like I know there's the hockey games and stuff, but
I'm sure it's a thing. I'm sure they do every sport. I would assume they're doing every sport.
Yeah. All right. Anything else for Dumping Grounds?
A couple things. I see the Smurfs have some renderings of their stadium.
Which hasn't really cool changed looking. So much, right?
Oh, it's got a cool looking entrance. It's got this really cube looking entrance. It looks pretty rad. I would look that up if I were you. That's pretty neat. And then you want to talk about big games. This is me hit boom, boom, going big games this weekend. Sunday or late morning. Liverpool hosting Man City, that is pretty much going to be for the Premier League title. I think that's just the way that's lining up right now. Massive, massive game at Anfield. I will be locked in 100% to that game. And the perfect timing because the race is tomorrow, so I don't have to watch the race in Liverpool at the same time.
There you go.
Which I totally did not do at work last week. Definitely did not do that.
No, of course not.
No, worked very hard. Very, very hard.
Speaking of F1, did you see the proposed new race course in Saudi Arabia in like near Riyadh?
No.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I'm going to send you a link. I'm going to talk about it while you look at this. Basically, Saudi oil money wants to create Mario Kart. That's how I see this.
Is it shaped as a rainbow?
No, but there's a lot of lights.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a very elevated portion of the track where there's nothing. Like, it's obviously would be really supported to handle all the asphalt and shit, but there's like nothing beneath it. So we're talking like, and I think the proposed plan would have the, from the start to the first corner, go up like, it's saying something about 20 stories structure known as the blade, which I think was where the first corner would be. So whatever that elevation changes, I think is what they'd be looking at for off the start of the race.
Yeah, that's not dangerous at all.
Yeah. There's an actual, I'll have to find it for you, but there's a video of it that they tried to come up with. You know, obviously some weird cheesy video, but I don't know how they would actually get it to work. You know, if they build this, that F1's going there, but I don't know how they actually make it work.
Of course.
But like, I looking at the renderings, I'm just seeing like, God forbid there's a massive crash on the first corner where there is no runoff or anything. Like, it's just going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. There's technically a runoff because now that I'm double checking the image, I see that what I thought was where the track ended is not really it, but still.
They'll be building a loop-de-loop next. Don't worry.
At some point when hover technology gets in, we're going to have Rainbow Road. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah. It's going to be a F-Zero. Great game F-Zero was.
Nice callback.
The second F-Zero was even fucking better.
I don't think I ever played the second F-Zero.
Oh, the second one is just because there's so many more choices of cars. So good. I used to
that was with
Fox Car, whatever that was. That was my guy.
Did the original one come out on the Super Nintendo? Because for some reason, I feel like it didn't.
No, the first one was out for Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Second one was out for N64.
That would explain why I didn't play the second, because I never owned a 64. So.
Shame. So you never played GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, and.
Well, I played GoldenEye because a friend of mine happened to have it, but I don't think he had the F-Zero, the F-Zero game.
I think it was called F-Zero X, I believe, because a lot of those games, Mega Man X, they liked X, putting X's in N64 game names
for some reason. So, okay, complete tangent away from sports and stuff, but for some reason, talking about the games just brought this back to my memory. Do you remember a game system called the 3DO?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the Independence Day game for that system?
No.
It was basically you just were flying an F-16. Like, they had the big saucer from Independence Day, and they just put a shield around from there to the ground, and you're basically stuck in this arena. And basically, your mission was just to destroy as many planes as possible before taking out the mothership. And it's just, all right, now you're in the desert. Now you're near D.C. Now you're near... The 3DO was a weird system for its time.
Yeah, it was not great. It was not great at all.
There was some, like, I can't remember the name of it, but there was some weird, like, game show type game, but it was live action video on top of CGI. And it just was completely weird. I don't know. Video game systems back in the 90s were just 100% experimentation.
Yeah. Everyone's trying something wild.
And then Nintendo's like, we're just going to keep this going. We're just going to. Like, the Wii U, the Switch, like, just, they're like, fuck this shit. We're just going to keep going complete development side of the things. Not like, all right, this works. We know we're sticking to it.
Yeah. But, I mean, most of everything Nintendo did worked. It was the other systems that kept fucking up.
Yeah. The Wii U was the only real miss, but that's because I think they didn't give the Wii enough time in the market before they brought the Wii U out.
Right. You're right.
But the Wii U is the one that introduced the whole idea of the pad that's connected to the main system.
Yep.
So, of course, without that, we would never have gotten the Switch. So.
See? So they said they were successful yet again.
Yeah. And that's been a microcosm of our new podcast, Video Game History, with Jason and Truman.
That's the next segment that we're adding onto the show. So we're making it go even longer. Going to keep piling on segments onto this podcast.
You know, for as many of these segments we've done, I've never had my own segment. You've had your terrible team of the week. Pat had his betting corner. I never had my own segment.
Yeah.
I'm not going to force it. It's got to be organic, but I just never had my own.
Slash producer.
I guess so. I guess the whole show is technically my segment. So.
We're just, me and Pat are just host slash personality.
All right. Anyway, Brings us to the last segment of the show, Truman's Terrible Team of the Week.
That's terrible.
Now, sure, there was a game that happened over the weekend that I could totally bring up. It was very lopsided. But I'm telling you right now, I'm not talking about that fucking team or anyone on that team until we have to face them. So we're moving on from that, and we're going to laugh at NYCFC for losing to St. Louis 2-0. So there you go. I was going to mention actually Liverpool beating Sparta Prague 5-1, but anytime I can pile on the blue team, that's what I'm going to do is pile on the blue team.
That's what Meeting Mike gets for voting in our poll. So
goddamn right. So they're starting off bad. Again, it's only two games in, but they do have just two losses on the season, so I will laugh at that as well.
And NYCFC also got the red card in that game.
Mm-hmm. Fuck them.
Oh. We didn't talk about the snow game at all. We all saw LA hosting LAFC.
Yeah, it was very snowy. Very snowy game.
It was worse snow than the U.S. snow game back against Costa Rica years ago. That Pat was actually at.
Yeah. No, that was pretty wild. If you haven't seen it, go watch some of the highlights of that one.
But I think they said it was like 5 inches of accumulation by the time the game ended.
Yeah. That was quite a scene.
All right. So is that it?
I'll be at Big Business this Wednesday. That's it.
Oh, we didn't talk about Sting retiring.
Sting retired.
Yeah.
Also, if you haven't seen that show, go back and watch it. That show is absolutely incredible beginning to end, and it's amazing that Darby Allin is not dead.
I didn't watch it. I saw the video of him, of Sting saying goodbye, and Darby just looking absolutely trash. I'm like, how the fuck is he standing?
So did you see what he did?
I saw a still of him going through the shit. Yeah.
All right. I'll just send you the video.
Actually, I honestly need to go back and watch that match. So,
yeah, that's what I would. The whole show, top to bottom, beginning to end, is fucking unbelievable. So,
all right.
Ospreay versus Takeshita is probably the match of the night.
All right, that's officially it.
Yeah, we did it. We have nothing else to talk about. We're two adult males. We filled it all. Sports, video games, pro wrestling. We got F1. Nothing else. F1, right? Sports.
All right, you can visit us at patreon.com/redbullrant. $1 a month gets you anything exclusive or any exclusive content that we decide to do. For example, the History of Forza Lucha episode that was released a few weeks ago, which right now is public, but it was exclusive for a bit. Mm-hmm. If you want to email us, if you want to email us, redbullrant@gmail.com. If you want to call us and leave a voicemail like Eddie did, 973-348-5329. Facebook.com/RedBullRant, on Twitter @RedBullRant for the show, @DrStooge for myself, @TheTruman for Truman. Subscribe to our show via iTunes, YouTube Music, YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, pretty much anywhere you can find a podcast. Last words before we get out of here.
The only voicemail I want next week is screaming voices of a Red Bull victory. So that's what I want, Eddie. I don't know how we're going to make it happen. We got to make it happen. The only thing that can just cap off this weekend is a big old Red Bulls home win.
Well, the way he does it is when they're winning and it's in stoppage time, he gets his phone out, he dials the number, and he just holds his phone in the air for 3 minutes.
There we go.
That's how you do it.
How about a minute? Just do a minute of that. 3 minutes.
I say 3 minutes because he won't know exactly how long it will be till the ref blows his whistle. So.
That's fair.
All right, so for Truman and myself, this has been episode 452 of the Red Bull Rant. Thank you guys for tuning in, and as always, go Red Bulls.
Bye-bye.